never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know what specifically I hear when they say, I need a Jones and Mega reunion? Insight on the Four Nations tournament. That's specific. Yes. Like, they're like, this is your specialty.
They're like, I heard Mego is doing this Celtics show. Need her take on Four Nations.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. You're so locked in on the NBA and the Celtics and
international relations.
Yeah,
I'm known for that.
Everything that goes along with it. So we need your insight.
International ambassador of WEEI.
Where else are you going to hear it other than here today?
Half the audience thinks you're Canadian anyways.
This is true.
I mean, you basically grew up in Canada and Vermont.
There is a border crossing in North Troy, Vermont. Yes,
so
that's true.
You have 1 foot aligned with the U.S. and 1 foot with your countrymen north of the border.
Yeah. Then I have the whole added complication of Marchand and Keefe, and I'm right in the middle of it.
God.
That's a tough one for me.
You're just forced to be this peacemaker right now.
It's true.
And nobody's really asking for it, because it was actually awesome. You know that my husband is like a big hockey person.
I do.
So I was strong-armed into the Four Nations experience over the weekend. And they sent me a very nice jersey, I should say, which now I feel like I can rock and be part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
So shout out Fanatics. But I was strong-armed into watching Four Nations on Saturday, and then from the jump, I was like, okay, well, now this is a very entertaining product. Thank you.
No, so it was. And you guys can jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number and your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Follow along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch there. You can chat there. Always a healthy conversation going on Twitch, and watch on YouTube by subscribing to WEEI. So if you somehow missed it on Saturday night, you got USA-Canada. It rated exceptionally well for hockey. Curtis was just going over this at the end of the crossover, like 4.5 million people, which is a massive jump from USA-Finland, which actually did okay, like 1.5 million. Watch that game, which for neutral, random hockey is the highest rated hockey game, I believe, this year, or certainly up there. And then this game blew it out of the water. So you have the backdrop of these Canadians at the Bell Center.
These Canadians.
Booing the national anthem. And the Tkachuk brothers weren't going to take it lightly.
They didn't like it.
I do find this somewhat satisfying to see Bruins fans who can't stand Matthew Tkachuk now having to cheer for him. Be like, he's so awesome. He's saving the sport. I love him so much.
The whole Tkachuk family. They have to be aligned with the whole Tkachuk family and be like, these are our national heroes.
I do love this. Like, you, all the Montreal fans are like twisted up and now have to root for Brad Marchand for Team Canada. Matt Tkachuk is your version of that. We were all mocking the Canadiens fans for this. Now it's the same thing here. So you have to now like Matthew Tkachuk, which I know you don't want to do.
It's like the sports version of the worst person you know makes a great point.
Yeah.
If you're now one of the type of person to be like, USA, 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 because that's what the whole weekend was.
It was.
Because hockey owned the weekend. Hockey owned the weekend. Yes, you know I'm a basketball person. I love the NBA, But what happened Saturday with Four Nations and then carried into the entire conversation Sunday. And now you have the tournament moving to Boston. And I think it's going to own most of this week, which is kind of horrible for me because I'm on the radio a lot this week.
Yeah, a lot.
So we're going to be talking a lot of hockey. A
lot of USA hockey talk, Mego. It's back in action today at TD Garden. Canada plays at 1. USA and Sweden is tonight. USA is already in the final, which is on Thursday. But if you missed any of it, the backdrop, we played it at the top. The two Tkachuk brothers channeling Colton and the other guy in D2. The actual live embodiment of the Bash brothers out there running around fighting people. 3 fights in the first 9 seconds. The first 2 were fine. Matt and Brady Tkachuk. Not a lot of punches landed, FYI. But they were entertaining and they were purposeful, and that's the reason there was so much buzz around this.
Did you feel like
JT Miller got whooped in his fight?
Yeah, well, yeah. JT Miller decided to take on the biggest guy on the other side, which was an interesting tactic, but I guess he felt like he had to follow through on the text chain that they had earlier in the day. So it came out after the fact. They were like, yeah, we were on a group chat, and we were talking about how we were going to throw gloves as soon as we could. And so then he saw them doing it, so he had to do it. Fortunately, he's like next to the huge lug on Canada. But didn't you feel like when the Tkachuk brothers were throwing down, they started doing like the old school 1800s boxing stance?
Yeah.
Like they were like waving it over and being like, arr, arr, arr.
Yeah,
like it was
like
Popeye.
Bare knuckle brawling.
It was very weird.
Exactly. So, no, I mean, it was obviously premeditated and it was done for a spectacle, but good. That's what this thing is. And so I'm already getting chastised on the text line, 617-779-7937. Jones, 3 fights in the first 9 seconds. It's awesome. Are you rethinking your Four Nations take? Yes. I'm not even rethinking it. I was wrong. I was wrong about the Four Nations. I still don't get what you win at the end of the day. Like, it's not a gold medal. Is it some meaningless cut?
You
like
take over the other country.
Yeah. So, well, that could be happening. That's true. But you get some national pride out of it. You get some bragging rights out of it. The players clearly care. It was an entertaining product. And so, yeah, I'm already wrong about the Four Nations. I already didn't expect this much buzz, this much watchability, this much interest, and most of it was generated because, you know, we're all Neanderthals and we like watching people fight and drop the gloves. The game on top of it was well played. It's interesting because the fights really, you could make a case, hurt the U.S. in that game, which is not the full story that'll be told after the fact. The story is they went into Canada, they beat their asses, they were booing our anthem, the USA won 3-1. But what actually happened is all the fights happened. Connor McDavid blitzed through the U.S. defense, and they're up 1-0. And so you got very little momentum out of the fights. In fact, you can make the case that brought some of the Canadian fans into it before the USA righted the ship and turned around and won the game. So you can make a case all those fights were not the smartest thing for the U.S., that it hurt the U.S. in terms of actual product on the ice. But in terms of a watchability factor and the spectacle of the event, it was awesome. Yeah, so I'm already wrong about it. I am willing to bend the knee already and say I'm wrong.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious. I don't know. Maybe I saw some people clutching their pearls a little bit, being like, what an embarrassing product this is.
Were they Canadian?
I don't know. You know, people on social media.
I'm guessing they were
being like,
Canadian.
How horrifying. This is an embarrassing. I'm like, come on. This is hilarious. It's like watching Slapshot. This is great. And then McAvoy gets pantsed on the first Canadian or the only Canadian goal. And that sucked. But then he turned into a psycho for the rest of the game. So I think that was a big part of it. But yeah, I think what it has going for it is the drama, which I didn't foresee, and maybe I should have. But from the we saw the anthem booing stuff happening over the last couple weeks, obviously because of real world stuff going on politically. But then at the Bell Center, you get the booing. And I guess I didn't realize in kind of like a professional wrestling sense how that was going to build up to this drama where Team USA is pissed. The Tkachuks are offended on behalf of their country. So they're coming out saying, they're texting everybody saying, we're going to make a statement when we're out there. I guess I didn't think that it was going to be that big of a throwdown from the jump. And so now I'm into it.
Well, and it was smart. It was calculated, as you pointed out. But it was smart because that's why everybody's talking. No one's talking about the U.S. beating Canada. Really, that's not really what we're talking about.
No, they're talking about like the feud, the drama.
When anybody's like, did you see that? They're talking about the first 10 seconds of the game. And I'm not quibbling. The hockey on top of it was excellent. It's a best-on-best tournament, which I always got. But you need the players invested. You need stakes. And I think that's what I really underestimated was the lack of stakes. You're the Four Nations winner, so what? I was hung up on that. It's an international bean pot. Like, there's good hockey in the bean pot, too. They care about winning the bean pot, but I don't really care, so I don't care about it. But I underestimated the lack of stakes and how much these guys would care and how well they would play and the emotion they'd bring to it, which is great. But that's still what everybody is talking about, what the buzz is about. And I don't know that you can replicate that. Like,
well, you could replicate it if these two teams go against each other in Boston.
Can you? If they
oh my God,
if they play on Thursday.
Probably just the second most obnoxious, in a good way, obnoxious crowd in the league.
But are you're going to get that again? The first 10 seconds of the game, we're going to get three fights again, staged?
You can manufacture it.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I don't think it's going to be that intense unless something happens. See, the format of the tournament is weird to me because it's almost like you go into these backdraw games now,
yep,
where the USA doesn't really have anything to play for right now. They're just getting to the final, and it's other teams trying to catch up, get their points, and get into the final. So it's kind of like the USA is taking a little bit of a backseat, and my worry there is then the heat of the moment is going to come down a little bit. We're going to come over to Boston. The heat of the moment is going to come down a little bit. But I do think if you get USA-Canada in the final, then it's going to be explosive.
No. So I just don't know how you're going to replicate that. And if you're trying to bring in people who are like, this is awesome, I got to watch it, I can't wait, I think they're going to be a little let down, quite frankly, because I don't think you can match what you saw the other night.
I think you're being a hater. I think you're pretending like you're coming back from your Four Nations is going to suck take.
Yeah.
And now you're just actually kind of doubling down and saying, I think it's not going to match.
But how do you match what you did the other day?
Maybe there's a Twitter feud that we're not following. Maybe a Twitter feud explodes.
So.
Maybe somebody makes a reel or a TikTok where they're like making fun of USA. And then the Kachuk brothers lose their minds again.
I think part of what was great was that you don't see that often. And so I don't think you can replicate it. And I think if you're tuning in to see that again with USA Canada, I don't think you're going to get it. But I've been wrong before. You can let me know. 617-779-7937.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Assuming it is USA-Canada. USA's in the game. We'll see if Canada gets there. They're playing Finland today at 1 here at the Garden. Are we booing their anthem on Thursday? Is that what people are doing?
I personally would not. I've definitely grown out of the stage of life of booing in general. When's the last time that you actually booed something with your heart?
Oh, I mean, quite frequently, but I in public?
Yeah, in public, around strangers, where you're not an ironic boo.
That would require me going to things, but like in my living room, I'm booing stuff constantly.
Okay, yeah. It's different in your living room. You're making quite a political
stance.
This
dinner sucks, boo!
In your living room in Charlestown, yeah.
Yeah.
You're booing your kid.
Yes.
Walking in, boo, you didn't tie your shoes
right. Here's a good one. Our buddy John in the car in the Twitch chat says, Kyrie, that's a guy, that's somebody who gets booed all the time.
Yeah, but I don't boo him. Hmm. I know booing. It's not like booing has gone out of fashion. But I don't boo anybody. I don't.
You're not in your head. You're not booing Kyrie a little bit.
Okay. Again, booing in your head is not really.
But you want to.
Like I'm booing Canada in my head because they don't want to be part of the USA. I mean, I don't think I'm going to do. Would you if you were at the game as a fan?
Boo their anthem?
Yeah.
No, I think you should do the opposite.
Well, because you're part Canadian.
I think you should do the opposite and, you know, show you're above it. Like, if we're all upset that they're booing the anthem, and then you turn around and just boo their anthem,
how do you boo? What is the French version of booing?
Yeah, you wave a white glove, I think is what it is. You just wave a white glove at the anthem singer.
You just hold
your nose. To every single player, take off your glove and slap them.
Yeah, le pew is something like that. So, no, I mean, I'm just curious about that spectacle.
Oh,
like, how is it handled?
Is
what do you do?
Definitely going to.
Okay.
Will I? Probably not.
Does that make it, doesn't that just make us equally bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. We are equally bad. Do you think Canada is worse than this? I love my country.
I don't think we do a lot of anthem booing in the United States. I don't think so.
Well, not yet. Is Canada known for anthem booing in the past? Because I do feel like this is more of a trend over the last month.
I think they've booed anthems before for the U.S.
You know
in Montreal, yes.
I got to say, like, so I am...
I don't think we typically anthem boo here in the United States.
Jones, I'm a 90s kid. I was raised on Nickelodeon's Global Guts.
Uh-huh.
And you don't boo other countries on Global Guts. What you do is you take to the track and you hold your nation's flag and you run around with it like a cape. And that's the international relations that I was raised on.
No, that's true. Mo would take you by the ear and beat you out back if you were booing the anthem.
I thought that Mo used to have it going on because I think she was just like a grown lady who wore a lot of makeup.
Stop right there. Mo had it going on. Don't even say what you're about to say.
I would go look back at some clips.
You see the interactions from Michael Malley in the day?
If you think I haven't watched Global Guts in the last year, you're crazy. I've gone back and watched Guts.
I mean, look, I never really cared that much about the athletic competition of getting the super aggro crag, but I definitely used to sit in my front yard and practice my Global Guts intro speech where basically I just got to talk about myself and I'd be like, my name is Megan, I'm from Maryland, I like basketball and horseback riding.
Nice. No, you got to give yourself a nickname though, don't you?
Oh, like Mego?
Is that what you went by? Or is that what you went with? No, you had to be like the shark. I'm Megan the Shark Adelini. You had to do like something like that.
This wasn't Mighty Ducks.
That was the nicknames.
No, they didn't.
I remember
have
that, yeah.
Yes.
I'll verify
Thank
that.
Thank you, Joe.
You needed a nickname.
You needed like a nickname like that.
Between that and Legends of the Hidden Temple, I had a lot of prep work going. I was like, this is a Legend
the
of the
Silver
Hidden
Snake.
Temple.
Yeah,
Legends of the Hidden Temple, I could never understand. I was like, how do they remember their way back through the temple? How do they remember the route?
It gets very scary when the guards come out frequently. I think I'm already wrong about this tournament. It's already way better than I thought. There is more stakes to it. You really don't win anything at the end of the day, but that's not preventing players from caring about it. It's clearly an electric atmosphere. It's an entertaining product, which I think is the biggest key for me anyway, as a viewer. I do think some of that's going to be hard to replicate. And I do think if you're assuming the U.S. is just going to run through the rest of this thing and dominate, you need a little history lesson on how the U.S. has fared in some of these international tournaments against Canada, including the last time they beat them in the Olympics. And I would also point out, number one, Matthew Tkachuk didn't finish that game, mm-hmm. which could be problematic. Mm-hmm. He said no big deal. Let's see how that goes without him. And number two, no Makar on the other side for Canada. So there could be some lineup changes that'll change things around. The U.S. has a massive advantage in goal. Hellebuck was great in that game. Jordan Binnington stinks. So that's a big thing going for U.S. In this tournament. But I know you're writing about this, Mego, and something mm-hmm. I want to get into further. Do you think this is a lesson to other sports for... They're all-star games, and getting rid of this terrible product, which the NHL has been guilty of for years. They had the stupid divisional, three-on-three, awful product that we've had the last few years in the NHL. The NBA all-star game was an abomination this weekend. That's kind of the backdrop of everything else. It's like hockey was great on Saturday. I didn't mind the Saturday night festivities in the all-star game, but the game last night was a joke, the all-star game. So you have that backdrop. The Pro Bowl was just a couple of weeks ago. That's not even a game anymore. The leagues need to take note of what the NHL is doing. And not that I think you can replicate it per se, but get creative and outside the box and find a way to get the players to care about the game. Should they take note of that?
Yes. And I do think there's a way that the NBA can pretty organically replicate this. You're not going to replicate the geopolitical tensions around the world. for the NBA All-Star Weekend.
Well, I'm like, you can't do the international thing with the U.S. because the U.S. Is too good.
No.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't think so at all.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you look at who's leading, well, first of all, we can't play both sides of this. Like, people talk to me all the time complaining about the lack of young American stars in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And if you look at who's leading in MVP voting, it's Jokic, it's Doncic, it's SGA, who's Canadian,
yeah, but
brethren.
They're all from different countries.
Yeah, but you can do USA versus everybody.
Yeah, but then everybody, then they don't care.
What do you mean?
They're not playing for their country. They're playing for like some...
You don't think they care about playing against the country in which they live?
I think if you were playing for Team Canada, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he would care about that. You're playing for just the rest of the world. I don't think they care about that.
Oh, I think that they would care. Hmm. I think so. Especially because these guys have, like, in European basketball and everything, their own, like, globally knit network over there. So I think that that's the most obvious solution to me, is that you make
USA
it
versus
USA
the world.
Versus everybody, and then you have all these... like great foreign sensations, throw Wemby in there, and then you have the Jays on one side, and then it's because the league is in such an awkward place where you're phasing out James, you're phasing out Kevin Durant, you're phasing out Steph Curry, and you really need these guys like Ja, if he can stay playing, and Anthony Edwards, and like these younger guys to step up. Although I am tempted to say, like, maybe North America versus everybody, because then you can get SGA on Team North America.
Really build up Jamal Murray and SGA.
That doesn't have the same marketing appeal as USA versus everybody. I think that's the most obvious fix. Adam Silver keeps talking about what a global product it is and how he's not concerned about USA ratings because it's a global product. Well, if it's a global product, then make it USA versus everybody. And then when LeBron James decides to be a last-minute scratch before the game, everybody points at him and says, that's not American, LeBron. You got to get out there and you got to, you know, go up against SGA and these young pups.
So, look, it would be better than what they did. There's no doubt about that. It would be better than what they did.
They're obviously open to being creative. They tried to do this tournament thing. I don't think it really worked. I don't think it was that much worse than
what... you're talking about the All-Star tournament.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, no, so, cool.
You were talking about my favorite, the NBA.
No. The NBA tournament, the little All-Star tournament, the first to 40 points. They were trying a different structure. I don't think it was, like, other than the weird TNT ceremony timeout, I don't think it was that much worse than a regular All-Star game. I think that they're open to being creative, so why not take a page out of the NHL's book?
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/whereyoustart. Because where you start matters.